Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you. I often think of the authorities wanted to kill him. His friends were confused by him. His family thought he was nuts, and he was homeless.
Yeah.
You know, there was suffering on the table all over the place.
Yeah. It was like somebody else I know.
Why are you looking at me, George?
No, that's right. The other thing on that, Mark, when you go through something like this, you're alone.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, Jesus said on the cross, "Why have you forsaken me?" I think he's the only one who can identify with that. So he's done everything. You know, out of Hebrews, he's the perfect guy. But he's also been alone when he's dying. Mm-hmm. Why have you abandoned me?
Right.
So he's the only one who can identify. And trust me, you do go here alone. I mean, you do.
Yeah.
You know, you got other people. So he can identify with everything for us, and he overcame it.
And there are no words. There are no words sometimes. There's no words to comfort. There's no way for me to really feel what you're feeling or understand what it is you're experiencing. And yet we can come alongside of you, and we can pray, we can encourage, we can seek truth in the Word together. And I think that's one of the things I've seen, even in that interaction we had in the office. It was a beautiful time. It was a painful time. But I was encouraged. I was encouraged to be able to experience with that with you as a brother in Christ. I was encouraged to see Bill's support of you and Paul Wallen when he came along the second time. That is, I don't have words, but I've got presence.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord does that too. He just provides presence and that deep-seated sense that, you know, he's with me. And man, I want people to have that as they go through the tough times of life.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
And the whole idea of hope and it getting, us getting hope from many different sources is really what is sustaining, George. I think you're getting it in 100 different places right now. People pouring out love, support. I think that gives you hope, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. The other thing, and I was thinking when Mark was talking, when I met Shirley that day, you know, I said, am I going to be okay? She goes, yes. And both of you, what you do is you are hope. This probably sounds stupid, but the Christ I can see is my Christian doctor who is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I mean, I know Jesus is there and I know he loves me, but that's not tangible sometimes. But people like you and Shirley, that's a big deal because I can see it. You know, it's got flesh on it and it can help me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's priceless.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.